This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. One of my great heroes of the faith, as well as for many other Christians, is a man named Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Spurgeon was arguably the most powerful Baptist preacher in history and one of the true giants among pulpiteers of the 19th century, which produced many greats. Spurgeon became known as the Prince of Preachers, regularly preaching to crowds of over 5,000 people weekly at the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. Spurgeon would write out his sermons by hand, then only take a note card or two into the pulpit. Stenographers would then write down the sermons as it was delivered, and later Spurgeon would edit them. Spurgeon's biographer, or one of his biographers, Eric W. Hayden, says the collected sermons of Spurgeon during his ministry with that congregation fills 63 volumes. The sermon's 20 to 25 million words are equivalent to the 27 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. The series stands as the largest sets of books by a single author in the history of Christianity. In addition to his preaching ministry, Spurgeon directed a theological college, ran an orphanage, and oversaw 66 Christian charities. And in his spare time, he wrote about 150 books and would read six substantial books a week. During his 57 years of life, Spurgeon accomplished three lifetimes of work, it's been said. He was something of a genius, to say the least. He was exceptional. There's no way I can keep up pace with that kind of schedule or production. But what I want to zone in for a moment this morning is that he managed, in all that he did, to read six books, meaty books, a week. Okay, that's almost a book a day. And again, there's no way I could keep up with that pace. Still, he considered reading a book something very important. As a matter of fact, you know, if you've read the biographies of very many people, people who have accomplished much, you're probably impressed by how much those people actually took time to read. They would sit down and read books. The list of such people would not include just preachers of another century, but people of today, like Jeff Bezos, founder and CEO of Amazon, Sheryl Sandberg, CFO of Facebook, and John Chambers, former CEO of Cisco, who himself is dyslexic. That's according to Time.com. And I'm not saying that they read six books a week or that they read a lot, but they do say that there are certain books that have impacted their careers. So how is such a thing possible? How is it possible for people of such significance who accomplish so much, even technological entrepreneurs, to actually read? We all, regardless of our vocation or the century in which we live, have the same amount of time, 24 hours a day, 160 hours a week. Well, we have to make a choice. For us today, we have access to information sources that weren't possible even 5, 10, or 15 years ago, not to mention a century ago. And that affects how we spend our time. So according to a recent Nielsen report, the average American adult spends more than, get this, 11 hours per day interacting in some fashion with media. That would include watching videos, surfing the internet, browsing social media, time spent on tablets and smartphones. 11 hours a day. Okay, I am not, and I repeat, not on a crusade to ditch all forms of media. That would be futile. It would be negative for most all of us. And besides, I'd be a hypocrite. I would have to change my lifestyle or be one. I teach online courses. Media is kind of essential for that. I'm only suggesting that you take some time, especially if you're one of those who spends 11 hours or more a day immersed in media, that you take some time to read. Actually pick up a physical book and read it. Reading books will do a lot of things for you, besides the obvious, that is increasing your knowledge. For instance, if you're a communicator, reading will make you a better communicator. Some say the reason Spurgeon was such an effective writer was because he was such a voracious reader. Reading not only increases your vocabulary, but it exposes you to different writing styles and genres of literature. Reading can also improve your ability to think analytically. It can sharpen your focus and therefore improve your cognitive abilities, including memory improvements. And as you age, that will become more and more important. Reading can refresh you, invigorate you, or relax you, depending on your choice of books and the time that you read them. How do you do it? Well, I'm not challenging you to read six books a week like Spurgeon, but I think Professor of Preaching Haddon Robinson has a very realistic analysis of what a little reading can actually do for you. He says that if you read 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and that if you do that for 50 weeks of the year, assuming you take off 2 weeks, you will have read 125 hours that year. That's 3,750 pages a year. If you do that for 10 years, you will have read more than 150 books or of 250 pages at least. And if those books are well chosen, he says, you can actually become an authority in any given field. Now think about that. That's just 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You see, as Brian Tracy, the motivational speaker, says, by the yard it's hard, but inch by inch, anything's a cinch. So think about that and go out there today somewhere, somehow, and pick up a book of your choice and then sit down and start reading it. And then come back here and join me next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.